If it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
You're very welcome back to the programme. Now, as I mentioned yesterday, a UK survey has found that, on the roads anyway, BMW drivers are the most boorish, and that those behind Range Rovers, Audi TTs and other bigger cars are typically the rudest. It's a survey that's been conducted by a British TV channel. They were talking to people over there. What's the situation like over here? Don Barrett joins us on the line from the Innes School of Motoring. Good morning to you, Don.
Morning, Evan.
And thanks very much for joining us. You're out and about on the roads more than virtually anybody else. You're also out and about in the roads with learner drivers who I imagine can invoke the ire of a rude driver more than most. So we figured you're in a very good position to talk about this morning. Does that ring true to you?
Yes, I'm afraid it does. And sometimes, as I said, people forget that they had to learn to drive, and they have no patience whatsoever with you trying to concentrate, trying to get people to do the right thing in heavy traffic. Mm. They just want you off the road, out of the way, I'm in a hurry. I've got a big car.
But what does the size of the car have to do with your level of being in a hurry?
Be careful how you say that now. I don't know. I think people have lost patience. Years ago, you know, the people were mannerly on the road. People would you know, help you. Now it's just get out of my way. It's a pity. But basically, I'll tell you what it is. I think the older drivers and the big car drivers, they don't know the basic rules of the road.
Okay.
They don't know when to give way. They don't know what to do with roundabouts. They won't indicate a roundabouts. It's chaos out there.
But doesn't that happen where You're going to sit the test and you do everything by the book, but then you get the full license and bad habits creep in. You forget some of the intricacies. You think you know it all, and there's a bit of paper which says you know it all. It's human nature.
Yes, but they don't take that paper back off you.
Mm.
Your license should be, every few years you should be made sit a retest, even if it was only 20 minutes. Even if it's on to bring you up to speed with the rules of the road and remind you what you used to do.
And you
people
think
don't seem to know what to do. I say, I have my license, I don't care. Nobody's going to take it off me. And maybe they're right.
Mm. And you think that if we had to reset tests, if we had to stay up to date with the rules of the road, we'd be more patient?
Yes. I think it's fear of doing the wrong thing on the road that makes people do the wrong thing. You know, they don't know the basic rules of the road, so they'll take a chance.
Mm.
And if that means blowing you out of the way, they'll do it.
Do you notice a difference in terms of how other drivers behave when you are out on the road, yourself just driving around in your own car, or when you're in the passenger seat beside a student?
Same thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The same thing.
Because
yeah.
I thought the L plate might be a red rag to a rude bull.
You are dead right. It's like a red flag to a bull. It's awful. You know, they just, no, everybody seems to have lost patience. They're all in a hurry going nowhere. I mean, even if you're in, around Christmas time now, if you went over to, say, the back of Dunn Stores and parked your car, watch the bad driving. People who can't reverse, they can't turn the car around. And it's chaotic. Anyone will tell you now who did their shopping over the Christmas at any of the stores now, not just picking out Dunn Stores.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But watch the skill level in parking. They don't know. And it's not the young drivers are very good. They do know. But then they see somebody doing something wrong and say, well, am I doing the right thing? I mean, how many people do you know now? Anybody can reverse the car. It doesn't make any difference, male, female, young or old.
Yeah.
If you're taught properly, you can reverse any car into any place. But try and see somebody trying to reverse park, and I'll tell you, you'll have a laugh and a half.
But is the problem not there with the
lack
test?
Of skills.
Well, I was going to say, the test as it was never tested those skills. For my test, I never had to reverse into a parking space. I had to reverse around a corner, all right, but that was about it.
That'll be going at the end of the year now, and you will be reversing into a parking space.
Mm. Which is only proper order.
Yeah, you should be taught also how to park between two cars.
Yeah.
I mean, it's quite a simple thing to do, if you're taught properly. But if you don't know how to do it, then you're going over and back and in and out, and you're having a clue. And blocking up traffic and making people wait for me, I have to park my car.
But then is the fault, I wonder, of the system in that, again, the vast majority of people listening to this would never have been tested on how to park a car. Crazy as it is to say that when you consider that's what you do at the end of every journey.
Well, that's true. You sit and you reverse your car in behind your handbrake and get out of the car. Maybe the test isn't enough. Maybe it should be a little bit more. Most tests in town like Guinness now would take about 35-40 minutes on the basic driving part of it. Maybe it's not enough.
As in,
I mean, a test in Galway will take you at least an hour.
Just because of the traffic?
Yeah. But as you said there, maybe there's not enough attention paid on the test to the reversing part of it.
Mm. I know. I can remember my own test being, because you know it's a nerve wracking occasion. You want to make sure you pass.
Yeah.
I remember the relief when I was coming back to the driving centre, and there was a space that I could literally just drive straight into,
thanks be to God, it's over.
Exactly, and it was the easiest finish that you could ever have. I mean, it could not have been an easier parking space. The sort of one that if you got it when you're out shopping, you'd be delighted. You know, you wouldn't believe it if you saw it in the films, kind of sort of thing that it worked out so well. So there's a lot that you do that you're never tested on, and I guess that goes back then to, if you're not tested on it, you can't do it very well, or you know, maybe you can't do it very well, and then if I can't park very well, the fella who's behind me trying to get past me gets annoyed because, as you describe it, I'm going in and out and trying to line up the car properly.
Get out of my way. I'll show you how it's done. Yeah, but maybe, as you said there, maybe that should happen on the test, that if that's the particular thing you're bad at, you should be made go away, figure out how to do it, or be taught how to do it, and then come back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe the government should pay for say, an extra lesson for anybody over a certain age. I'm not being ages now, but there's a lot of older drivers out there, and they don't know the rules of the road, and they don't care.
I would say there's a lot of drivers of all ages that don't know the rules of the road, and
well,
don't know they don't know.
That's very true. Look at me, I'm driving, I'm digressing.
Come back.
And I've got my big new car now, I can do what I like.
And that brings me back to this survey to finish up with. Is it maybe a perception thing then that the owners of Audis, BMWs and Range Rovers are being singled out in this poll? Or is it really the case that those in a bigger car are ruder than those in a smaller one?
I wouldn't think so. I know some very rude people in smaller cars that are very good at giving the fingers to you. And I tell you, they're not driving BMWs, they're driving Micras and Fiestas and Starlets and things like that.
But they still feel like they're on the road.
Yeah, get out of my way. Okay. I'm a driver.
Well, look, it's a shame to hear things are that bad, but I'm not surprised, to be blunt with you.
No, I don't think it should. Any of us should be surprised. Like, go out and eat. Just as I said, if anybody was around Christmas and they'd be saying, "Oh yeah, I saw that."
We were talking, just finally then, we were talking about cycling earlier on the week with John Maloney from the Clare Cycle Safety Initiative, and he's was talking in a different way, but he was talking about accidents. But the point that he made that I just thought was a very simple one, and it rang true, was just give yourself an extra 5 minutes in the morning. You're not under pressure. You're not rushing. If we weren't under pressure, if we weren't rushing, we'd have that couple of minutes or even shorter period of time, as it probably is, to wait for the learner driver in front of us to turn right in traffic or whatever it might be, you know?
Yes, it's called patience.
Yeah.
But going back to cyclists, I was driving out, I had a beginner now, I usually use the Bearfield Road there for teaching because between that and Crosheen it's fairly quiet. And the cyclists were there on a Saturday morning, four abreast on the road, blew the horn at them to warn them we were just about to overtake, and got fingers from the whole lot of them.
Yeah, that's not right either. There's no reason to be four abreast.
And,
that's
and
a narrow road in parts as well.
Am I doing the right thing? I'm indicating them and I'm warning them I'm there.
Yeah.
I said, that's the thanks now you'll get for it. Then again, and they haven't got big BMW bicycles. Nor Audi bikes.
So we can all be as bad as each other, so?
Oh, we definitely can, yeah. Okay. I don't think you can single out too many people now. I think we're all basically the same.
We'll all try and be a little bit better on the back of this. A little bit more patience. That's all we need.
Oh, I can't see it.
Me neither, to be honest.
No.
Don Barrett from the Ennis School of Motoring. Appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, okay. Thank you, guys.
All the very best.
Bye-bye.
Morning Focus, in association with Shannon Airport. Fly Shannon.
and pack more into your city break. Depart hassle-free to Manchester, Edinburgh, London and more. Connecting you to the world. Explore more today on shannonairport.ie.